Hello.
Hello.
There's something screwy going on with my calendar.
Oh, no.
Something so screwy. Like, times are wrong. Zoom calls are wrong. I just looked to remind the ERC folks, the small group that I just finished with, that our last official call is next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And I'm looking, and it's on my calendar for 8 o'clock. Like, what? I never do calls at 8 o'clock. Like, and then the call for this morning had disappeared from my calendar, and the email reminder for that call went out on Monday to say the call's tomorrow. And then another call I got on, the link on my calendar was different than the link that they had gotten, and like, what the heck is going on here?
It's very strange.
It's very strange. It's very strange.
Sorry about that. Phone call from hubby. Look, I just want to show you something, if I can. Mm-hmm. Can you see that black thing?
Can you see that black thing?
Well, yeah, I've got a wood-burning stove in here.
Yeah.
Oh, and you cool. Remember how damp my office was when you came to see it? And all
is
through
that mold on that spot on the wall there?
That isn't, no, that's just where they've covered up the electrical points and
smears.
But the wall behind me was so damp that the paint was just coming off powder, and you could smell it as you walked in.
Oh,
and
that it was affecting my house.
And I remember you, the first thing you said when you came in was, "This smells of damp." So, yay!
Yay! Hopefully,
really fabulous. That was done today.
Awesome. Can you run it in the summer, though? Is it going
to
be?
I can choose to if I want to.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to, though.
Well, I don't think you want to when you're in it because you'll be overheated. But maybe when you go to bed, right, you can run it overnight and then.
It should be okay. I mean, it shouldn't be feeling damp in the winter. I'll try it out. But
yeah,
mainly. So, you know, because my winter videos are with me with a thick jumper on and a lumberjack coat on top, you know?
Yeah, so you'll have a nice, warm, cozy,
high
environment.
I'll look much more professional.
Awesome, awesome. So I didn't see, I haven't been on Facebook to see if anybody responded and said they were coming today.
Yeah, Annette said she wasn't because she's taking Samantha, to out to an x-ray or something.
Okay.
Family.
Is this the, I mean, I don't even know which call this is. Is this a diamond call or a regular just?
No.
I know that Sammy was going to, she is taking a couple of months before she officially really gets started because she had a head injury at the beginning of the year. And she had an x-ray or MRI finally. And there was a fracture, an occipital fracture.
Oh, no.
Zygomatic arch fracture. And so she understands why she's been feeling kind of wacky and wonky. So she decided that she is going to take some time to just rest and heal. She's a go-getter, crazy. So
because she was working. She had an in-person clinic, didn't she? Because I was just going
about in-person clinic, and it was closed down completely during COVID, and now it's back to about half capacity. But on top of that, she was putting together a Hashimoto's course.
Yeah,
and she did a lot of work on it. We worked on it. We got on a call and she says, I just need to take, is that okay? Can I, you know, I said, oh, whatever. You know, you got to take care of you. And that's what's important. So she won't be here. So let's just talk about whatever we need to talk about. And then I think Lisa is not going to be here. I didn't hear from her, but I don't know. She's been working like crazy this week. Because she, I think she had a bee sting and she had to cancel stuff because she was all.
Oh, Lisa, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And then
Lisa was so behind because she had an anaphylactic or some sort of allergic reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Put her out for at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
so I've just been started going through the PowerPoint presentation, the things that I, so I, so the things I've achieved, let's just share screen.
Let me make this bigger.
I've only just filled this in, so there's no way you could have done
it.
Oh,
no, I'm
not expecting you to read it. So, I have two PLR ebooks, one on gut health and one on skin health. And they kept saying, yes, they'd get around to sorting out the a flat cover for it. And they kept not doing it. And so in the end, I decided to create...
So who's the they that said they were sort of...
The people who created the PLR, because it's a PLR. I mean, it's actually people in USANA, but still. So I, instead of using their cover for the marketing, I've created this.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
I know, it's so much better than the one they had.
Wow.
So the one that they had, if I just share with you, because that, yeah, you saw me.
You have a specific software that does that? That's so beautiful.
I know, isn't it great? This is what I've been playing with, and I just love creating images. It really inspires me. So 28-day challenges, the gut one. I just moved them all, didn't I? Maybe I moved them all to the launches anyway. 2020, go back to here. Lead magnets. Okay, so that was what it was.
New, yeah.
And I was using that, but the trouble is, who in the general public is going to sign up for that?
No.
It's not going to attract, it's only going to attract sciencey people.
Sciencey people, absolutely.
Who already understand about neurons.
Yeah.
You know? So that remains how it looks when you open it up, but I'm using this for my marketing.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, you're looking for, can you just create a cover and replace it?
No, because I can't get into the actual product. So the product itself...
But usually PLRs allow you to go in and edit it and personalize it.
Do they?
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Private label rights. You're allowed to go in and customize it.
Not with these ones. You know, there are different levels, aren't there?
No.
PDF. Here we go. So... there's my intro. That's the only bit that's personalized. Everything else is like that.
Oh, so they give you the option to add the intro and the rest of it.
Yeah, you pay extra, had to have the intro, and they created some fabulous nurture sequence.
Oh, nice. It would be good if they would let you personalize the cover so your name is on it. Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, the thing about
it's beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful book. It's written by two friends of mine. A friend of mine who's a doctor from Australia who lives in America, and therefore she can't work as a doctor there. So she's a health coach, and she's a diamond director with USANA. Because USANA does attract left brain people because the science is everything about it, you know. But this is just beautifully put together compared to what I had done up to this point. And then, you see? So it doesn't matter that they've seen the marketing that looks like this, and then when they actually download it, it looks like this. It's not ideal, but it'll do. And that's 51 pages. And then the equivalent for the skin one, let's just close that one down. The skin ebook, so that's their cover. And that's what I've done.
Wow. What a difference. It's so much nicer. So much nicer.
So I'm really excited about that. I did that at the beginning of the week.
It's beautiful. With the,
yeah. With the Gut Matters one, I was trying to go, I was looking for pictures that looked like the one that was already there. So I had all these pictures of guts in transparent bodies and things like that. And then I asked Guy's opinion, and bless him, he said something else completely. And then I found that one, and it's just perfect, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then within Infusionsoft, oh, I can do it from here, actually. So I want 2020 and squeeze pages. Here we go. So here's the one of the squeeze pages. So with my smoothies ebook, I've changed the squeeze page to this. Be nice if the graphic was bigger.
It would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. I can do that within Canva by sort of expanding it. I just haven't had time to mess around with it.
Page. Yeah.
The equivalent, so the previous one I had for tantalizing smoothies was this one, which is very nice, but it doesn't really tell you that it's a book. This is the only first time you realize it's a book.
So go back up. I like the style with that banner across the top. Show me the other one. I like that other banner across the top better, much nicer. So if there's any way you can merge it and then take this kind of thing and then put that other picture there. But that other one looks, it's very attractive.
Yeah.
They make you feel great. You're getting, you know, you're visually in there. Scroll down on this one. I mean, you can still use this, just use that kind of top with.
It's just trying to make it as simple as possible so that there's too much here. For
there's too much wording here, but I think if you could take this topic, go to the other one again. If you take that top and put the, you know, they click it and then below it, you can do these quick, easy recipes and just then have the picture there. So if you take the bottom of this one with the top of the other one, fix the color scheme to match, but I think it'll work. But this is really, because people, this isn't as attractive as this. Send me the free smoothie book now. Sure, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. The rest is too, you're right, it's too long. You need the, but you do have the button up there. So you do have the button above the fold.
And it takes you down to here.
Oh, it takes you down there.
Yeah.
Can that open up a pop-up or that takes you down there?
I don't know if Infusionsoft does pop-ups.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah, but you can still take it. Yeah, I think that, you know, I play with that a little bit more because the second one isn't quite as wow, I want that.
Yeah. So likewise, I basically just simplified things. So I've duplicated that for the Gut Matters one, which just makes it really easy. The previous Gut Matters sales page was like this.
I hate to say it, but I like that one better.
Uh-huh.
One better. I mean, if you were able to put the other picture on it.
Yeah.
If you were to, where that Gut Matters book is, you just put that other picture.
Yeah.
The 3D one.
Yeah,
I think that the black needs to be white or something because it's really hard to read the black lettering.
Yeah.
That's the thing I would change. But I think this is a more attractive page.
Right.
Which just change out the graphic.
And then with the skin, this is the old page. Just, this is very old. This is what I had on Coach's console. Yeah. It's just been transferred over. So this is a squeeze page that came with the PLR book because they're not marketers, they're USANA people, really.
Yeah,
And then, so the new squeeze page is the same as the, like that.
Yeah, I think this is better than the other one, but I think you could still do better with kind of the concepts of the other two, having that really nice top.
Yeah.
With that, with the book up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree that this is way better than the other one. But if there's any way to get that graphic up in the top,
yeah,
then you could actually make it bigger.
The trouble with Infusionsoft is when you try and put a graphic up here, you get less.
Well, why don't you make a graphic? Like, this looks really great. Is this done in Infusion or something else?
This is just Infusionsoft.
Oh, yeah. Is this a banner or is it three? Is it separate pieces that are superimposed?
So basically it's a section with two columns.
Oh, and how do you get the background to flow across the whole thing?
That's just, you can use a background. So if I go to here, campaign builder.
I've never done any of that stuff in Infusionsoft. I'm amazed at what you can do.
Ebook. So this is the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, edit. So this is the old one.
Well, I tried using this once and it just got stuck. So that background is, so the background has the thing, the picture and the...
Yeah. So background image. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, then I would make a background image for each of them that's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Because I think this way would work. It would be ideal if that gut matters. You know, if the book picture, especially if it's the 3D big one, was moved over. Like it took up that whole big part of that space.
But it can't. The way that the columns go... You can't make them wider. Oh, I don't, hold on.
I wonder.
Column.
Can you justify it in the middle versus the left in the column? I see. Yeah, you can make it bigger, but you can't make it move over. But there should be, I wonder if it's, yeah. I don't know enough about it to know, but alignment, click on alignment, whoops. I just touched my screen, but click on alignment. You're in spacing. Yeah, when you click on alignment, you might be able to see it. There, that's better.
Okay, so I've done that in white.
Go back to the page, the sidebar before this where it had alignment at the bottom.
Wait, it was column?
Yeah, column, alignment, the very last one. You're almost there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, click that and then... what happens if you put center? What doesn't change it? Huh. Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I thought it would have been already left justified, but it's right justified.
Yeah, because this is the width of the column is only this wide.
What's the other side? Is there a third column over to the very left?
No, it's a two column piece.
And you can't make the width of the column bigger?
Add a section, add a row.
Yeah.
Two columns. They're only that wide, you see.
What if you made it a three column and you had a blank middle column? Okay.
That then you put in either code, video, a form, a button, text, and images.
Okay. In each section you could put what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what it looks like is that the way your two rows are now is it's like what this one looks left justified, the other one looks right justified. Right?
Yeah, it's frustrating that you can't take up more space.
Yeah. That you can't make that row bigger, wider?
No, not as far as I can see. Work.
And you can't add a column. I see. So you have that row superimposed over that, but that row is, there's no width of the row.
So this is a column, the row, spacing. So this is looking at the whole row.
Yeah, but what? How about the width of the row, size of the row? Instead of, it doesn't show that.
Margin, padding.
Look, this is affects the verticals. Vertical is this way. No, we want horizontal. Huh? I don't know. I haven't played with this enough to know. I'm so spoiled by ClickFunnels and being able to do whatever look you want. What you may try is to go into Canva and take that background photo and then add a layer for your thing and put it in the place you want and make the whole thing the background photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just gets really difficult doing that because because of this being an active box.
Right. No, I don't mean the box part. So if you were to just, here's what
I'll have to make I'll have to make it and then have a gap there in the image.
Yeah, but here's what you could do. You could actually you could keep it with just have nothing in the white place where it says gut matters on Infusionsoft, but take the background border that the thing you're using as your border, edit that in Canva to superimpose on that in the place where the panels are on the right or the left, whatever, right, left, the this side. And then make that one image. And then your image background is here. And then the second column would not have anything in it here. It would just be empty. So you wouldn't have to change your thing over there. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
don't have anything like that, but you seem to have those talents.
The thing with Canva is you have to decide what you're doing. Let's try a Facebook cover.
So where's that? Is that just an image, that background thing? It's not something.
Yeah. So you can find better ones in Canva anyway.
So you find an image that's a banner size, and then you take a picture, your 3D image, and you put it over. That was good because it had the blank paneling off to the right side, and you could easily overlay your 3D image.
Yeah.
Just grab one of your back, any something that's the right. There's that one, the one you have there. Or something like that.
They're all different. They're
all different. I see.
Yeah, but these are, I've typed.
Pick one that's the right size for the banner. And then you take your image and you superimpose it over it. And then you save that as a new background. Okay, so say you had that. Take the one with the pink even. Something that has empty over here so you don't overlay it. You know what I mean? Like the one you had, or the one down at with the picture, the pink one, or the one, you know, yeah, any of those. And if you widen that to fit, there you go. And now you have this space over on the left-hand side, and then you can take a picture of your 3D book and put it on top of that, and then save your image there. Yeah. I would do the one that has, the clear background. Yeah, something like that, right? And then you can still put this whole thing into Infusionsoft. And then you still have your opt-in over on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Because it looks really nice to have a pretty banner like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's that hard to do. You know, I don't know that that's the right smoothie, but you know, whatever. Well, Gut Matters is not going to be a smoothie. Whatever is appropriate for the Gut Matters.
No, that's right. I just remember the photos.
But it gives you an idea. And you can always get it like a plain banner with just that panel background and then put your pictures on it however you want. If you have something like that, then you can do one for each of your things with a different picture over to the left. That might be a way to do it too. Sauerkraut.
Well, it's gut healthy, isn't it?
Sauerkraut's perfect for the gut if it's attractive enough.
How about that? And you can have it any depth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like it.
How about that?
Yeah. Yes, I like it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Trying to call you.
Hello. Hello. I can't hear you. Sorry, Rita Marie. I've been waiting for this phone call. It's Living Matrix. Hello.
Oh no.
Hello. They're running off. So basically they've tried to charge me for another year without any discussion about whether I want to go for another year at a time or monthly. And then of course it bounced because it's $1,000, you know. And I need to be absolutely certain that Living Matrix is what I want for my for the next year.
Right. Know? Have you checked out Biocanic?
I never managed to get into that. Hello? Yes, it's much better. I can hear you, but I'm in the middle of a coaching call. And then from an hour's time, I'm talking to Jennifer at Living Matrix about whether I go ahead with Living Matrix going forward. So is that Jill? Yeah, or Stephanie. I can't remember which. I think it's Stephanie. But, you know, hi, Jill. I really wanted this phone call, but I'm in the middle of a coaching call at the moment. So, but when I've had the conversation with Stephanie or Jennifer this evening, then I'll be able to make a decision about whether I go with a year or a monthly, because this is the problem. Trying to just, without any discussion, deduct a whole year's worth out of my credit card just isn't going to work with COVID. And I've lost so much money. I've lost thousands with COVID. So, you know, I just cannot afford to just buy a year up front without, and I need to have discussions about whether I want to use Living Matrix going forward, you see. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks very much. Thank you, Jill. Bye. Sorry about that, Rita Marie. So, I like that cover so much better. But don't you think this thing needs to be simpler again? Doesn't?
Yeah.
For the squeeze page, it doesn't need to have "Hi, I'm Dr. Ali" in it. It doesn't have to have my bio because I'm not trying to sell anything.
Yeah, usually what I do is I put the bio below. At the very bottom, I put my bio so they know who I am. So it's below the opt-in stuff.
Yeah.
With ClickFunnels, I use a button and it's just a pop-up. So yeah. It's easy to do. But then I have my bio at the bottom. I always put my bio at the bottom. So that's what I would do. I'd move the bio to the bottom.
You do. Okay. Well, let's just publish that. And.
But I like with the two columns there, you know, the two columns with the little pretty bullet points are nice.
And I really do feel that the pictures, the images need to be bigger here. And so, yeah, so to do that with that at the top, I'll have a play. So that's one thing that I'm up to. Okay. Now, what else did I put in this form?
All right, I'm trying to multitask here.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know what that's like, multitasking. Right, so I'm partway through creating a new membership site and I've transferred my website to a different hosting in preparation for redoing it with a different theme, so using Thrive Themes.
And this is, Thrive Themes is good. This is in preparation to relaunch the course. Right?
No, absolutely. But yes. But I don't need to redo my whole website before redoing the course.
No, you don't. That's what I was
deferring the course.
Okay.
Now, I was going through your old amazing, amazing, amazing coaching. And in May, we went in depth through a 12-week higher end course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, so I want to do the higher end course as well as the jumpstart short course that we talked about last time. And I'm wondering how to name them so that there's clarity around them. Maybe one's going to be a jumpstart or mini course.
I would call it mini. Mini has, I'm not going to pay you any money. Is it an under $100?
Okay. Yeah, well, we decided on 247.
Yeah, then don't call it mini.
Okay.
Jumpstart, ignite, words that are, and then the next one could be deep dive, accelerate, transformation. Transformation is a nice one.
Yeah.
Nice word.
Right, so I've started working on the PowerPoint, which I've got open here. So this is what I've done so far with amending it. So today we will cover, I don't know what to put there, I'll change
it. This is the presentation we went over before. Yeah.
Yes, and I've started adding graphics as we were discussing.
Nice.
So that's better. But I don't know how to change this color.
Oh, that thing I can never get. You know what I figured out? What you do is you go up to insert and then you grab shape. Shape, okay. Yep. And then you just grab a rectangle. And you cover it over, and then you make it white. So, yeah, white, no border. So cover it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact. But then you go to color, fill color, where it says fill up here.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you make it white.
Okay.
Oh, no, you have to take all that extra off of it. So you have to go into format, shape. You have to do...
No shadow, border.
Right? It's no shadow, no border. This looks different than mine usually looks. Bevel, see where it says
no shadow?
No, yeah, there's a couple of things on there. Click it. If you go down to the shape format, look at that. Again, it looks like it's got, might have glow, it might have.
No outline. There we
no
go.
Outline. Yes. There you go.
Thank you.
Isn't that cool? Now, if you move things around, you know, you just have to be careful. That's fine. Yeah. And you can cover it up.
Yeah.
You can just copy, since it's the same place on all of them, just go back to that one that you just did and copy it.
Okay.
You just, where's your box? There's the one. And you just copy. And then you go to the other pages and you paste, and it should be in the same place if it's the same.
Paste.
Yeah. All these PowerPoint tricks that.
Yay. Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So I've got 3 myths around hormone therapy, 3 methods that help my clients set themselves free. Should I put clients and patients or leave it like that?
I often do clients and patients because you are a doctor and so you do both.
So put and rather than stroke.
Clients and patients, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 3 tips to take home and start using today. So this says my plan.
Yep.
And then 3 secrets to menopause success. I found the pictures I found on the freebie sites weren't very good. They were all young people whispering in each other's ears. So there's this one, but it's not quite about secrets, is it? So I might have to change that, but I love the picture.
It's a beautiful picture. Yeah.
Might just be too distracting. So I'm working my way through your recommendations from last time. So I don't want to waste time on that now. I've done 6 articles on LinkedIn and I'm sharing those.
Are they new articles or are you repurposing?
No, they're redoing the blog post. So I've got about 300 still to go through. So there's no, I don't have to create new stuff yet. And I'm using Ask Edgar again, although it's £50 a month, $50 a month. It's now that I've got a focus and I'm not afraid to have a call to action.
Right.
I'll go into the LinkedIn thing, but actually thinking about it. And there we go. Okay, so if we go to my profile. So I've changed my profile picture, but I can change that to one that's actually got one of my ebooks on it. Change my description. So activity. What I've just started doing, having done those squeeze pages, I've now articles.
Looks good. I mean, it's just attractive. Do you do Instagram? Instagram is where people make pretty like that.
So I've now plucked up the courage. So let's wait for it to sink. So for each one, I'm doing three graphics. So this is a header. Three graphics that I can use on Instagram. So I do my graphics square with the writing on. I could do it without the writing on.
It's good.
It's just that I can then use those for Instagram. So they're loaded into my Edgar. Yeah. And then at the bottom, I've started putting a footer properly.
Yay!
At last!
This is your blog then?
So this is counting as my blog for the moment while my...
Where you're sending them to read articles.
Yes.
This exactly. is nice. I like the way that bottom looks, that little... This is looking really, really good.
Yeah.
And call to action is so important.
Yeah. And so if with the older ones, if we go back a page, so if we go back to my older articles where I wasn't doing a call to action, well, I was doing a call to action, but it was, oh, contact me. It was too wishy-washy. So can ashwagandha balance your health? Here are the extra pictures that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Oh, I did put an image with this one. So the old image for the smoothies and elixirs.
And that one's yours, so you can change your actual cover up of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I think you've got multiple opt-ins. Once you get these finished, you'll have multiple opt-ins and you can figure out what's the best one to send them to. But then you want to funnel all of these opt-ins, give them the book, and then funnel them into your same funnel, which would be to take them to your course.
Yeah. So this is
an article. My sex is important, fun, and beneficial.
Yeah. So this is the banner, the other type of banner that I've done. This is before I started adding banners, adding images within the text of it. And here it just says, if you're having problems with painful sex, why not book a health and hormone breakthrough session with Dr. Rani? So this is the old call to action that was written by the blog post people, the blog writers.
Right.
So I need to go through all of these and add something much more compelling.
Yeah.
So tantalizing smoothies can work for sex drive and stuff.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but explain why, make the connection, right? Yeah. Just make sure you make the connection.
Yeah. So this is what I've got queued in Meet Edgar. So this one's about raw juice. This one is 4 reasons why menopause beats almond butter on gluten-free pancakes. menopause, the beginner's guide to men. This is a popular article. So many people have asked me for a copy of that.
I like that idea. Yeah, men need to know.
Some focus on some products.
And in your article, you can have call to action to your course. You can also have calls to action to your products. And so, to your sauna stuff. So if you're creating, you get them in your funnel, you're sending them nice, juicy, informational stuff. The calls to action can be different. You can send them to this menopause formula. You can send them to book a session. You can send them to do your course.
Yeah. So this was one about Dutch tests. It's about, could you have adrenal fatigue?
Yep. People are real fascinated with the Dutch test.
Yeah.
Have you considered having just like a consult, they pay for a consultation and go over their Dutch test with them, because it's a perfect strategy session leading them into why they need more coaching.
Yeah. I've thought about it. And the other thing, the next thing that I really want to be doing. So what did I not complete that I intended to? I have not started squeeze pages for private client interest. So I really do want to have squeeze pages for these inquiries, because then I can prove that they've opted in.
Mm-hmm.
To have my email.
Oh, you mean versus an inquiry that, what is it?
Yeah, so I can't, so at the moment I'm getting lots of inquiries and I just want to send them to a page so they can make an informed decision whether they want to have a strategy session with me.
One of the things that you do, you can actually lead them from an opt-in from a book, for a book into a strategy session piece, yeah. right? That could be your next step. Kind of like Mihaela did with her opt-in.
Yeah. But I've got lots of people who are contacting me directly. So this is...
How directly? Are they contacting you by phone? Are they emailing you?
Yeah, or so I've got phone calls. I've got WhatsApp. I've got people referring to me. And I've got people contacting me on social media. And what they think they want is an appointment with me for bioidentical hormones. So I've absolutely got to create that funnel with a video and started the education piece.
So do you feel comfortable starting that process with them with a history form and a Dutch test?
Yeah.
Because then you have information. You don't just have a blood test.
They've got something to walk away with if they decide they don't.
Right. They still have, and you're going to give them like, here's my recommendations from here and I can help you implement this.
Yeah.
And you can charge, $450 for it.
Yeah. So with the Dutch test, because of it being different, if they're still cycling.
Yeah.
Have a squeeze page that they have one button for, are you still having a menstrual cycle, and one button for, have you stopped?
Yeah, but it really, you can do the test regardless. I mean, you don't have to do a cycle map.
You don't.
No. You just do and they tell them what day of their cycle. So if they're cycling, they tell them to take their samples on day 21. So you know they're in the luteal phase. And then if they're not cycling, then they take it any time.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. And then if you find after you talk to them that you think they need, not everybody needs a cycle map, but if they're struggling with infertility, specific symptoms that happen, I would say a cycle map would be the next, because compliance with a cycle map test is horrific.
Yeah. Tell me about it. My private client, her cycle ended up being set 68 days. All of that time we were waiting and waiting and waiting.
No, you don't have to wait. You do. So if that's the case, it is hard if somebody's not cycling, right?
Yeah, then and what's day 21? Regular, so she was expecting to do day 21, but yeah, okay.
But she couldn't, yeah. And sometimes, when that's happening, I'll just say, let's just do it. We don't know where you are. Let's just see. See if we can figure it out and maybe do an LHFSH at the same time that they do it, so you can get a better sense of where they are. If they are cycling, the LH and FSH should give you somewhat of an idea of where they are.
So, so with the squeeze page, if I have a video.
Mm-hmm. You mean for inquiries?
So
are you talking a squeeze page for what?
A squeeze page for the Dutch test offer.
Oh, yeah. I would do something. Ideally, it's a little video. Kind of, if you were on there when I did that the other day, kind of like that overview of what a Dutch test gives you, and you do a little video.
Intro with me talking head, and then going to a sample Dutch test.
Yeah. Put your name and email address here, and I'll send you a video with me going through a sample Dutch test to show you all the amazing information that you're missing if you just do a blood test, and that you can. So that you can safely do bioidentical hormones if they are needed. And emphasize the safety and emphasize that when we don't know the metabolites and you just do bioidentical replacement, you could be shoving your estrogens. And when you have, pictures, right, it really helps. You can be shoving those estrogens into down pathways that are gonna put you at risk. People are fascinated by that. I had so many, if I had one fit prepared, I didn't have it set up that I had a product where I can offer a Dutch test in a consultation, because I could have sold a gazillion of them. And I think that's your perfect entry, because it's the hormones. It's, and it shows them the adrenals too. Like, doctors aren't looking at your adrenals as well. And look why, you know, of course your hormones are a mess. Look at your adrenals. And you've probably been in this state for 30 years and you're really whacking out your sex hormones. And then you can talk to them about a comprehensive program with evidence that they need it. Right. Whereas when you're just talking to them, it's just your theories, right? And they're just like entrenched in the medical model. But I think that's your perfect lead in. And perfect when you're speaking,
because it gives them power, even if they decide not to work with me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They don't have to work with you. You're gonna give them. They have to pay the test extra depending on where they are, right? Depending on where they are in the world. But, or you can include it in there. It just feel like it gets messy if they say, well, I already have my results, you know, yeah. I already ran one, right? Or my doctor will run it and they'll cover them under insurance. So that I don't generally like to include the labs in the price. Okay. I'll keep it separate. So you get your Dutch test done and then, right? And if you have the ability to order it for them, you order it for them.
Yeah.
And you say that, so you can have it with the test included or without the test included. And then when the test comes back, you go through and you know, I do screen shares with them to show them exactly what it means. And then I write
up
the plan.
That's why Zoom is so brilliant for results. Great. It's just so much better than in-person consultations.
So much better.
And you can record it so they can look at it.
And they can go back, right? They can go back. I did one the other day and she was just like blown out of the water with what she was learning, you know, and she wanted me to go through everything so she understood. She goes, okay, I need a reason to stop this. Tell me why, what it's going to do to me, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think it's the perfect entry point for you to get into higher level stuff. And you'll make money on it anyway. It's not like you're giving away these $75 consults where you spend all this time and it's not worth the money. You just price it so that it's worth your time and money, and they walk away, like you said, with a plan. And you always tell them how, when you think they should redo it. My recommendation for you would be some of these things, redo the test in this much time. But there's other things that might, of course your thyroid may be playing into this. If you want us to do that, we can do that. I mean, you can have a consult that's set up. It's a product that you offer. That's a consult for here's what you get for your comprehensive thyroid test. And I'm going to go over it with you. And then your bundle, your package, right? Your 6 month, 12 month, whatever high end thing would include all of them.
Yeah.
And if they've already done one of them, then you either say, well, I could take that off the top of the price, or you're going to need a retest in 4 months. We'll just, So, I mean, there's lots of ways to do it.
Yeah.
But it sets you as the expert here. It sets you apart. You can easily talk about, and I would in your video where you're talking about the Dutch test, talk about the different kinds of supplementation. Like, they're opting in to get this video, make it meaty. Talk about bioidentical hormone supplementation, and there's lots of different ways to do it. There's oral, there's topical, there's pellets. Why would you not want to do certain ones? And why do you want to do certain ones? What's the advantage?
So do you think the video should be on the squeeze page, or the squeeze page should lead to a free video, which then leads to the upsell?
Yeah, so I would have
what do you mean, their email address? So there's just a brief.
You get their email address. And then you say, hey, download my free, you know, whatever minutes it comes out to be, 40 minute, 20 minute, 15 minute video, where I will show you, I will talk about the different kinds of testing and the different kinds of bioidentical hormone replacement. So you are informed, you're making informed choices, and that you're not making choices that put you at risk, that there's risk associated with bioidentical hormones. Here's what it is. And so I made this video to help you as be an educated consumer and make decisions about how to test and how to supplement safely.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect lead into your practice.
Yeah, it really is. It's so much better than faffing around.
And then that leads to, you know, you can have the timed pop-up that comes up. On that video page, you can just have a timer that's set that the offer to here, you know, I'd love to have a conversation. You say it in the video, but then the button will pop up that says, hey, I'm offering this for special time only. I can only do this many a month, and sign up and you'll get a consultation and I'll analyze your Dutch test for you. Don't know how to get a Dutch test? Don't have a practitioner? Here's where you can order it. You have a way to order that, right? Like they could.
Yeah.
Through your portal. So if you need the test done too, here, click here and order the test.
Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah. And from there, you can sell your course. You can sell your high-end programs.
Yeah.
Or they're happy with that and you've made money and they've got good information, right? Some will, some won't. But it takes away some of the stress from you of how do I do this? Right. And if you're at a speaking gig, right, when those things come back and you do more speaking gigs, right, is that's what you can offer at the end, right? You can say, hey, you can download my video for, you know, go here and here or whatever, go to this link and download my video. But, you know, for those of you who want, I have, you know, 10 spots open this month for a full Dutch consultation. And I can only do 10 a month because it takes up a lot of time. But if you want to get on the list to do it this month, go ahead and, you know, I'll give you the information, something like that.
Yeah, brilliant.
Because it's a low investment. It's not a huge investment. And they're getting something. If they just pay for a comprehensive consultation with you, it's not tangible enough.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And then it's an easier yes because you've shown them where the imbalances are. You've shown them why they have to be careful about certain types of supplementation. You've shown them why they need to be followed up.
Yeah.
And you've talked about the nutrients related to it because there's a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
And especially in the Dutch, it gives you that nice page because you've got the MMA and you've got the B6 markers and glutathione and melatonin. So you can actually say, oh, and from this, I'm seeing you also, you have some neurotransmitter imbalances and looks like your vitamin B6 and those are things. You know what I mean? It's like so hefty that it's an easy lead in to the next step.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does, and I think there's a really good idea because the Dutch test tells you so much.
Yep.
It's so relevant, it's so specific as well,
right?
So specific to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I think you've got your marching orders.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of time to go
have a half hour to yourself.
I get to go eat something. I'm like, I gotta eat. All right.
Okay.
Well, you have a great much. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.